Hey Lee, how are you, mate?
During the week, sad passing of an iconic Tasmanian sports presenter, Peter Sharp, who passed away on Monday at the age of 78.
Yeah, really sad, isn't it? And you have to see the, the comments over the last 24 hours about what Sharpie meant to people. I haven't heard anyone say a bad word about him. I didn't work with him personally, but certainly knew him. And the people I've spoken to that have worked with him certainly said that he never even got angry. Basically, he had a heart of gold and he was everyone's mate. And yeah, as I say, no one said a bad word about him since this news has sadly broken. So, it was good fun yesterday going through the archives and seeing some of his old work and pulling together a piece for the news last night. So, may he rest in peace because he's one of the great men.
Well, so fantastic tribute on Win News there last night. And if you watched Tasmanian television throughout the 70s, 80s and 90s, TVT6, Taz TV, Win Television, you've stumbled across the great man, Peter Sharp.
Absolutely. And he had obviously a career over in Melbourne as well with Channel I. He'd done it all, worked at 7HO in radio as well, commentated the footy, all these major events that were held around the state as well. So he really had a jam-packed life, and he will be missed. Yeah, hard to pick a winner here, isn't it? Being at a neutral venue in Sydney. We should have got used to this last year, but it's still a little odd when you look down the fixture and see Melbourne and Brisbane at Giant Stadium. But, I'm really struggling here, Lee. I reckon it's hard to pick a winner. Obviously, there's a sniff that Lachie Neale might come back into the team. He's certainly been named, so that's a huge inclusion for the Lions if he does get up. And the Melbourne Demons lose Ed Langdon, who's been a really good player for them, so that'll sting them a little bit. But, I'm struggling. I'll probably go Melbourne just, only because they're sitting pretty on top of the table, but wouldn't surprise me if Brisbane got up at all.
Toss of the coin, isn't it? It's shifted the AFL into chaos this week, reshuffling the venues, and tomorrow's game was supposed to be at Marvel Stadium, St Kilda and Sydney, but now it's at the SCG.
One that we've got to get used to. This one's a little bit easier given it's at Sydney's home ground. But a few changes for your Swannies as well.
Yes.
They've made four changes. Good to see Tom Hickey back. He's been in tremendous form, hasn't he? Logan McDonald as well, who's played the first few games this year but then was left out of the team. So great to see the young gun back in the team. And Hunter Clark back for St Kilda too, who's obviously one of their young stars. So, I think this will be a tough game to pick. St Kilda obviously haven't been in the best of form of late, but Sydney at home should be able to get the job done. You guys are really impressive this year, Lee.
It was quite unusual to see four changes, not being an injury there, all omitted from a side that won by 20-odd points the week before.
That is a very good point. Yeah, exactly right. So, obviously, John Longmire said something that we didn't see off the back of that good win.
Adelaide and Collingwood, what about this game? You'd think the Crows, because last week, the Collingwood-Geelong game, it's not a game that you put on a DVD and send it around the world and say, hey, this is the way we play AFL football.
No, that's exactly right. Obviously, Collingwood have been granted special permission to fly to South Australia for this game, so good to see that wasn't affected at all. And they've made a few changes too, the Pies. They've got four ins as well. Jamie Elliott's back, which is good to see. Max Lynch, Jay Rantall, and Josh Thomas are all in for this game. But, Brodie Grundy out of that side leaves a pretty gaping hole, doesn't it? He's obviously a star. Chris Vane's outmanaged as well, who's a veteran of that team. So, Adelaide, you think, would fancy themselves in this game to get the job done. They haven't got too many changes at all for their team. So, at home, Adelaide for me.
It's the second week of Sir Doug Nicholls' round, the Indigenous round. So, therefore, Essendon and Richmond moves from Dreamtime at the G to dream time at the stadium.
Yeah, look, good to see the West Australians getting around this game too. The tickets went pretty quickly, I think, so that's really good to see. And I think they're trying to make their pitch to host a grand final over there. They can get it away from the MCG anytime soon, but this is probably the next best thing outside of finals. So it'll be excellent. Obviously, Trent Cotchin's made the tough decision to head to Perth despite his young child being ill in Melbourne. So thinking of him at the moment. But Essendon, had a good win against my mob last week.
Mm.
They played there last week at this particular venue, so they'll take it right up to the Tigers, I reckon. No Toby Nankervis for Richmond. So, look, I might go the upset here and look at the Bombers to win this one, I reckon.
Mm.
red hot at the moment.
Yeah, they played well against your West Coast Eagles there last week, Brent, and Carlton have spent the whole week in Sydney, so they'll play at the SCG on Sunday as they take on your mighty West Coast Eagles, and didn't see that coming. In fact, it probably would have upset a few people in their football tipping, I reckon, unless you're an Essendon supporter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I reckon that was the one that got everyone last week. That was a pretty straightforward from memory, so yeah, that would have cost a few. As you mentioned, West Coast staying in Sydney to... Carlton staying in Sydney to take on West Coast. The West Coast record is abysmal at the SCG, and they've got a heap of changes to the Eagles. Oscar Allen and Tim Kelly and Josh Kennedy all out of that side. Brander as well. So I'll tell you what, the better the round is the Carlton Blue Club, I reckon, because I don't reckon West Coast will win that game.
What about Fremantle and Western Bulldogs? Western Bulldogs to win that one, Brent?
I think so, yeah. Obviously, Freo, I'm pretty bullish on what Freo's building as a side, but I reckon the Doggies, they'll be looking to bounce back and get the job done here, I reckon.
Okay, let's polish off with some TSL over the weekend. We've got 5th place Glenorchy, they take on 6th place Lauderdale.
Yeah, they do. This one, yeah, both of these teams need to win. They're having really poor seasons. Glenorchy's only had the 2 wins and Lauderdale the 1 win. They've lost Alan Christensen again, which is a big blow for them, the former Geelong Premiership player. So Glenorchy, for me, in that one at home, I reckon. We've got Clarence and North Launceston too, which will be a cracker at Utah Stadium. Obviously, North Bonnie becoming the first team to beat Launceston last week, or the week before it was in the end, actually. And they take on Clarence, sort of emerging side, this TSL comp, and then at home, Launceston host the Tigers, which will be a cracker as well. So probably 3 good games of footy this weekend, Mike.
Just wrapping it up, what have we got on the show tomorrow? The Water Boys from 10 o'clock with your good self and Cameron Brown, with all thanks to McDonald's.
Yeah, well, excited to say that we've got a man that's going to be leading Ben Simmons and all these superstar basketball players at the Olympics next month. And he also led the Illawarra Hawks to a final series. They're going to play in the finals as of next week. Brian Gorgeous is joining us on the show, which is really exciting. Obviously, he's one of the greatest coaches in Australian basketball history, so I can't wait to talk to him about the Olympics and the Boomers, and obviously the Jack Jumpers as well, who he'll be coaching against next year. So he'll be joining us tomorrow, late, which I'm really excited about.
It's the Water Boys, with all thanks to McDonald's. Good on you, Brent. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk some more again next Friday.